Hello and welcome to the Faith in Football podcast, where we discuss the intersection of our faith and the game of soccer. Tune in for insightful discussions and inspiring stories where the beautiful game meets spiritual reflection.
Hey everybody, welcome to Faith and Football, the podcast where we intersect the sport of soccer, the sport of football, with faith. And we're excited today to be with you. My name is Rusty Bryant, my co-host, my son, Logan Bryant. And we've got a great, great episode for you today because we're going to be interviewing the assistant coach for Mississippi Berea. We're going to have Jordan Perrin on with us today, and he's also a coach at Jones Community College. And so we're just excited to talk to him about soccer and just how faith intersects his life and the sport that he loves and coaches. Hey, welcome, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Jordan, we're excited that you get to join us. And, you know, we know you personally, and it's been kind of cool to keep up with you for the last 7 months because you coached for your first time at Berea this summer. So it was cool to get to know you because I played against teams that you have coached in the past. So when I first met you, I was like, oh, I know this guy. And so it was cool to get become pretty good friends over the summer. So I enjoyed it.
True. I enjoyed it. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
Excited for the summer as well.
Yeah, me too. So why don't you go ahead and just kind of walk us through your soccer career and path that you've taken leading up to currently what you're doing.
Yeah, a little bit about me. Played soccer my whole life since I was four. A little fast forward, played in Brandon, the best school in the state of Mississippi.
Come on.
You know you got two Clinton people.
What's going on, man?
That's crazy.
Over here. Went to Brandon my whole life. After that, played club growing up, and then played all 4 years at Brandon High School. Went to a JUCO in Mississippi called Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Once I got done there, I played at a school called IEPUI. Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. It's a long, long school, but played there for a semester. After that fall semester, I transferred to University of Memphis, and I finished playing there. Once I got done playing, I've obviously wanted to stay involved into the game and kind of wanted to be able to give back to the kids with the knowledge that I know. And what better way of doing that than coaching? And it's like the best platform there is to be able to do what you do. So that's kind of how I'm in the situation that I'm in now. Loved it, and you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Man, that's Jordan. That's incredible. Just to hear your story, I know we've gotten to know each other a lot closer this summer, and it's kind of funny how you kind of came into our lives because we sort of had a complete coaching staff change sort of last minute at the beginning of the summer. And I remember head coach Mike Azira, he was kind of looking for an assistant coach, and he called me one day because he didn't get named head coach until like April.
Yeah.
And so we had to make a quick turnaround before the season started in May. And he said, hey, I really need a good assistant coach that can kind of balance the different personality style that he has. And so he called me and he said, do you know a guy named Jordan Perrin? And I was like, well, I've heard the name because, let's be honest, Jordan, there's not a lot of Mississippi kids that go on to play Division I soccer. So the fact that you have that on your resume as a soccer player from Mississippi is pretty impressive.
For sure.
And also impressive that you can actually remember the name of the
that
school
college
that you went to first.
it was it, It was a long process to finally be able to remember it. That's for sure.
Well, I think we've actually had some players from there. Or we've at least had some interaction with that school in the past. So I was familiar with it, but it's still funny every time I hear it. But yeah, just having him when he called me and he mentioned you, and I was like, yeah, I don't really know him. But then we met each other at a soccer tournament. Right before the team was supposed to move in, it was the first time we had ever kind of
because it was my tournament.
Yeah. So
it was the Bria tournament.
Yeah,
that's right. So I went over and I was like, I knew you were gonna, you know, we had chatted a little bit before, and you were like, yeah, I'm gonna be at this field, and so went over and met you, and I was like, yes, this is the perfect fit. Just the, you know, your personality, and just I was like, we're gonna have a great time this summer, and we did.
Yeah. So. We sure did.
So yeah, we're just glad to have you on board, Jordan, and looking forward to having you back this summer. And it's going to be a great summer ahead of us.
Yeah,
it is. I'm excited about it. I'm ready to get going already.
Me too. The summer is my favorite part of the year, not just because of summer, but because we get to do Bria and all that comes with it. So
and bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. Don't forget that.
Yes. Every morning, Coach Mike would ask if we could go to Donut Palace. Such a great place. Oh, my goodness. So good.
It's the biscuits, man. The croissant.
The croissant. So good.
They put honey on it or something. We need that recipe.
I agree. Jordan, did you get to go to any urban camps this year?
I did not. The reason being is because obviously being with Jones, we had the summer camps that were going on. So it was weird. The times that we had the urban camps was the times that I had to go to the Jones camp. So it just kind of, it didn't really work out in my favor, unfortunately. But I think this summer I'll be able to be at all of them. I don't think that we're doing any camps this summer. So I'm excited about that, especially to be able to interact with the little ones.
Yeah.
And be able to play with them and whatnot. So it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about what we get to do around here. And so I'm glad that you're going to be able to do something like this.
Yeah, and Jordan,
you're going to be so good at it.
He's going to crush it, man. It's going to be good.
I thought you might have come at one
point. Kids are the best part, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I thought you might have come one point with Mike to one of the camps. So I was just going to ask, but.
Oh, no, we did. We did.
I thought you did.
I think we. We got done with the practice, I think, and then we got the end of it because it was so hot. I think we had to stay under the pavilion.
I thought that was what it was. So, did you enjoy being there for the little time, even though you forgot?
I did, man. I really did. I enjoyed it. Obviously, I just love kids. I love to be able to kind of just get back and kind of just express, you know, the love that I have for them. Kids are they're a blessing, man. They're a blessing. They're creative and they're going to speak their minds. So like, why wouldn't you want to be around that? You know, especially people who speak their mind and people are going to tell you the truth and, you know, just be themselves at the end.
That's good. We all need to be like little kids.
I think that's my favorite part of it, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
They're always going to keep you laughing. They're always going to keep you on your toes and, you know, they always have jokes.
For sure. 100%. 100%. So, hey, a little bit about your faith. Did you grow up in church? Like, what age did you become a believer? Kind of like a little bit of your testimony, if you can.
Yeah, so I did grow up in church. I actually have a big brother that I had a big role in me going to church. My mom, obviously, you know, she's a Christian lady, but didn't really go like I did. So kind of had to walk my own path and do my own thing. But I went to a non-denominational church for a couple of years, actually, off Luckney Road in Brandon. And then obviously when I got older, kind of ventured out and met new people and started going to Word of Life Church in Flowood, another non-denomination church. And then once I started going there, I felt like it was home. And haven't been to another church since. Obviously, I visited Pond Lake here and there, mm-hmm. great churches as well. But, you know, you kind of want to feel comfortable where you go. And, you know, Word of Life was that place for me. It was kind of that safe place. So,
yeah.
Been going there since. I've been going there since high school, really.
That's cool.
And haven't looked back. So,
you know, one of the things that when you just talked about your family and growing up, and, you know, I think that there's a lot of people that they kind of fall into the same category as you, where, you know, you, especially down here in the South, in the Bible Belt, it's like, yeah, you know, my mom or my parents were believers and, you know, good people, taught me the right thing, but we just weren't real, you know, faithful and going to church and that kind of thing. And like the fact that's sort of your upbringing, but yet you found a way to even on your own,
yeah.
you know, be a part of the church and just recognizing, you know, the impact that the church could have on your life. I just think that's a big thing, because so many, you hear a lot of people in the Bible Belt too, where they just were like, we just got drugged to church,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It was like mom and dad were beating us on the way out the door, making us get ready and get in the car and go to church. And like for you, it was like a real choice. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I just think that's a cool part of your testimony.
For
so
sure.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think that's the biggest thing about just your relationship with God, to be honest, is like, you know, it's nobody else's relationship. It's not your parents, it's not your spouses, it's not your friends, it's you. It's you and his. And I think that was the biggest thing with me, is like just having that one-on-one relationship with him and having the ability to be able to say, like, you know, I want to go to church. You know, there's mm-hmm. I heard this pastor said one time, he's like, you know, we have a choice to be able to wake up, and you should want to, you know, go to church.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to do it. So why not want to do it? Especially
yeah.
if, you know, God has given you this opportunity to be able to go. So I want to be able to have that. And obviously there's some Sundays, and I'm sure that y'all can attest to this, I'm sure there's some Sundays where you wake up and you're like, you know, dude, if we
sure.
really have to go,
yeah.
you know, we can sleep in. But just whenever, obviously, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're surrounded by worship and everything, it just kind of makes it that much better that, you know, you woke up and you got the word. So I think that's the best part, just having that interaction with him and just kind of having an understanding that, you know, it's nobody else but you and him. So,
sure. Hey, that was sort of mic drop worthy when you talked about like your relationship
your
being
faith.
Personal
yeah.
and it's not somebody else's faith. I love that. That was that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. We talk about that a lot, especially at our church. Just like, because it's kind of like, hey, your parents go to this church, so you're going to this church. Like, especially on Wednesday nights. And it's just like, hey, like the choice is not your parents. It's not anybody else's. It's yours and it's personal. And I just love that. It's one of my favorite things, just to like get your eyes off of what's going on around you. And it's just like, it's you and him, and you got to figure it out at the end of the day. That's what it boils down to. So I love that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
for sure.
I know you kind of hopped around with colleges, and we talk about, or, well, we don't really talk about, but we know that community is like really, really important in your spiritual walk. Was there like a church or a group that you got to be close with, like at any specific college? Like, did that carry over from your high school journey to your college life?
It's funny that you asked that, man. Not not really, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like kind of when I went to obviously, when I went to Indiana, I was 11 and a half hours away from home. So it kind of, I'm not going to say hindered. I guess you can say it hindered my going to church and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in a routine, you kind of get used to doing the same thing over and over again, you know? So obviously, when I went to Indiana, it kind of hindered it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing. So I'd probably say when I went to church is kind of when it sounds bad, but you know, it's just part of it. When I went to college, it's probably when I kind of strayed away a little bit, and
yeah.
I kind of started feeling a little bit of tension between my relationship with the church and God. So But yeah, no. So to answer your question, no, nothing specifically that kind of got me through.
You know, I think Jordan, though, that's so on par for so many college students. 100%. And you know, I mean, even you're very young, and so even kind of talking to you and hearing you talk about it, not that there's shame in your voice, but you do, there's this little bit of, man, I kind of regret that, you know, and I'm really sorry, you know, I feel you trying to, you know, navigate your way around talking about that. But like the reality is that's so many people's story. Mm-hmm. And you know, they were stronger in their faith as they were growing up, and you know, made it more of a priority. And then you kind of go off on your own, and it's hard. And yeah. Like, you know, what I appreciate about you is that you're honest about it, and you're like, man, you know, it was hard. College was hard. Didn't get up and didn't go. But now, you know, you being able to kind of look back and go, yeah. Probably could have made some better choices, you know. And so I don't know, maybe just for a second, like if you were talking to somebody that kind of has your same story, that's like, hey, you know, I grew up in the church and but then I kind of got to college and didn't really go as much. And if you were talking to that person that's kind of got the same story, what would you say to them now?
I think the biggest response that I could give them is find community that you trust. And I'm not saying don't forget that you're a college student, college athlete, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're doing in college, don't forget that, you know, you can have that social life. But I think the biggest thing is having that relationship with your community. And then still having that relationship with Christ itself. Because once you lose yourself, once you lose your identity in Him, you kind of start to wander off and you kind of start to stray. Mm. But once you're able to find who you are, you know whose you are, I think that's the biggest thing that can kind of get you through your college experience. But that's probably what I would tell them, to be honest with you, is just kind of find a community, if it's FCA, if it's a local church, if it's a youth pastor that you can kind of trust and have that one-on-one interaction with, just having that community that will get you through. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. Because I know for me personally, like, obviously when you get older, you kind of gain a little bit of knowledge and wisdom with your relationship. But I know my buddy, he always told me, he was like, what was the first thing that Jesus did whenever he started his walk? And he was like, you know, he got two people. He started getting his servants. Mm-hmm. He was like, that was the first thing that he did whenever he started his walk. The first thing he did was he started building his community. That's, and he, right, was like, that's what he wants us to do.
That's good.
And yeah, when you're going off by yourself, it can kind of be scary at times, but the biggest thing that we can do is kind of look at His image and kind of do what He did.
Yeah, yeah, follow His example. And,
you know, follow His example, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would probably say that's what I would tell that person that kind of is going through. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
What I went through.
Our pastor always says, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future."
Yep.
And
your future.
And that's exactly what you're talking about. Is just making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people and just people that are going to encourage you in your faith. So
yeah, 100%. I think it's so important to have that community. And obviously, well, I haven't started my college walk yet, but when I do, I definitely want to just dive in head first to finding community, because I know the importance in that. So I'm really glad that you shared that, actually. So well done. As you're on the field coaching, what are some ways that you've implemented your faith into that? So we've kind of moved past college. You're getting big time, you know, coaching. And how do you continue to practically live out your faith in this season?
I wouldn't really say it's me going into the office talking about God, you know. Yep. I think the biggest thing that I do, honestly, is just be myself. When I'm around players, when I'm around students, when I'm around coaches, I think I'm just myself. And I think the biggest thing that you can do is, you know, just be the light, you know, that, that you are. Once you're the light and once you're who, you know, who you're supposed to be, in God's kingdom, I think everyone sees that. And then once everyone sees that you're different, then that's when questions start to come.
Yeah.
I know good. For me, I'm just, you know, I'm just myself. When I'm around the office, I'm sure a lot of people can attest to this. I'm listening to Maverick City. So people kind of know.
Yes.
People know. People are like, there was one time I was listening to Maverick City and one of my players, she's like, "Coach, I didn't know you listened to Maverick City. I love them." You know, and it started a conversation. And it's like, oh, it's like, you know, so how long have you been listening to them? You know, like, what's your walk like, you know?
Yeah.
I know me personally, I don't really try to, you never know where people are in their life, you know? Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm not going to force what I believe on you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. You know, we can do that, but
that's
you know
good.
Where people
yeah.
are in life. So it's kind of like, you know, you kind of have to have that, just that self-awareness of when to bring up certain situations and
sure.
certain conversations. Sure. But
I think
to answer your question,
I think a quote that I heard one time that kind of fits right along with that is that we should always share the gospel and use words if necessary. Mm. And I just think that's spot on with what you're saying because, you've been around Bria long enough now to know that that's kind of how we share with even our players and fans and everybody. It's just, we just want to be different. And, you know, we want to, like you said, you know, be a light and then those opportunities come, like you said, when you're, you know, a player was like,
that's
"Oh, I didn't know you listened to that." Yeah. And that's just the way God opens up doors for us to be able to share.
I mean, even as a high school student, like walking around the halls, it's so important to just be that light, like just be different. Like the way that you interact with teachers and your classmates and your coaches, whatever it may be, just to be different and let your light shine before men. And that's our Bria verse, and it's what we strive to do every single day. So I love that you brought that up.
That's good.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
that's it. Because people are gonna wanna have a part of what you have going on.
That's right.
Like every time I see you, you're always smiling. You're always smiling. You're always in a good mood. I've never seen you in a bad mood. You know, so it's like, if I was a high school student, you know, and I'm seeing you and I'm like, this man's always happy. What's he doing? You know, I want what he's doing.
Well, thanks, man. That's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Continue doing what you're doing. You know, being who you are, and then people are going to see that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you get that all the time. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. A little more lighthearted, quick little soccer question. Who is your favorite Premier League team? We need to know.
People ask me this question all the time. I like coaches and I like players.
Okay, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite coach and who's your favorite player?
I like Pep. Not trying to be like a bandwagon, but like I love his philosophy. I love, you know, his possession based style.
Yeah.
You know, opportunities to go forward. When you have the ball, it's very important. You're in control of the game. I think that he's very knowledgeable of the game. Obviously he's been doing it for so long and you know he's Pep, so think there's a lot to, there's a lot to learn from him. So
give us a player.
Who's your favorite player?
That's tough.
Don't say Holland.
I really like Mbappe. I really like Mbappe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I really
Fair
like enough. Mbappe. Like the way that he I like the way that he carries himself when he has the ball, when he doesn't have the ball. He's creative, he's dynamic. You know, when he has the ball, something's gonna happen. So
for sure. I mean, he showed it in the World Cup finals when we brought him back, man.
Like you put Man, put the team on his back.
Yep.
Speaking of World Cup, I know Messi won the World Cup, and that's why he's the greatest of all time. But are you Messi or Ronaldo?
For sure.
You're Messi, right? Messi or Ronaldo?
Oh, Messi all the way.
Okay, just making sure.
Right, good.
We can still be friends.
We can actually record this episode and publish it now.
Yeah, Messi all the way, man.
All right.
Messi all the way.
And we're going to go back to Bria now, still in the soccer world. Just give us – I know you've only been with us for one summer, and then we've kind of had the off-season recruiting. But what would you say your favorite memory has been with Bria?
With Bria? My favorite memory. Okay, this is – the players probably aren't going to remember this. Rusty will remember this for sure. I will never forget this moment. It was we were going through it like the season was. It was a long one, as y'all know. but we were playing. We had a really good week, and we were playing LA Crew at their place.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite memory: we won the game. We did extremely well. The boys played well. And after the game, Ramsey went in the corner and he prayed by himself.
Yep. Yep.
And seeing that, man, seeing that was my favorite memory.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, meeting the people, having the good meals, all that was good stuff. But just seeing college kids, man, just put their pride aside and not worry about anybody else, not worry about the game. Just having that moment with God and just having that interaction, that one-on-one saying, God, I know that, you know, we've been going through it. You are the one who got me through this game. You are the one who got us this victory. And this is why we're here. You know, you created all this. And that was my all-time favorite. I will never forget it.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
That's incredible.
And those moments beat winning games, winning championships, man. Just – If you can just save one and just see that one kid have a relationship with him, you're doing it all for the right reasons, you know? And that's what Bree is about.
Well, I definitely remember that moment because I snapped a picture of it because it was a game that we kind of had to win, and we played so good. And we, you know, hard fought game, and then right, you know, everybody's celebrating, and he's over in the corner, just like you said. And I snapped a little picture, and I remember posting something and saying, you know, what do you do? Or, you know, you would think that maybe he lost this game. I don't remember how I put it, and I was like, but he's really just praying. And I just thought that was so cool, you know. So you nailed it. That was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
hey, Jordan, man, we are so excited that you're a part of Bria. We're looking forward to the summer and the next season that's coming up, and just grateful for you and just your testimony, and just looking forward to a lot more great memories with you, so that we can continue doing this and doing this for the kids, like you said. So excited for it and just grateful for your time today. Appreciate you being on here with us.
For sure. I appreciate y'all, man. Looking forward to it. Excited as well.
All right. Hey, that's been Jordan Perrin. Glad to have him with us today. Logan Bryant, Rusty Bryant here with you. We're signing off, and we'll catch you next time. Have a good one.